Coming up next on Lutheran Radio UK.
Songs of Hope. A weekly reflection on the Psalms with Denise Seaman.
Welcome, and thank you for joining me this week as we read and explore the Scriptures, God's holy word of hope and joy. Today's reflection is on Psalm 56. Be gracious to me, O God, for man tramples on me. All day long an attacker oppresses me. My enemies trample on me all day long, for many attack me proudly. When I am afraid, I put my trust in you. In God, whose word I praise, in God I trust. I shall not be afraid. What can flesh do to me? All day long they injure my cause. All their thoughts are against me for evil. They stir up strife. They lurk. They watch my steps as they have waited for my life. For their crime, will they escape? In wrath, cast down the peoples, O God. You have kept count of my tossings. Put my tears in your bottle. Are they not in your book? Then my enemies will turn back in the day when I call. This I know, that God is for me. In God, whose word I praise, in the Lord, whose word I praise, in God I trust, I shall not be afraid. What can man do to me? I must perform my vows to you, O God. I will render thank offerings to you, for you have delivered my soul from death, yes, my feet from falling, that I may walk before God in the light of life. As I prepared my heart and my mind to begin reading this psalm, I was instantly calmed by the very first words, "Be gracious to me, O God." The Psalms, and indeed the whole of the Bible, is filled with God's grace and is a great comfort to all who mourn, which is all of us. If we let ourselves think only about the mire around us, that is, the sin and sinful living, we might find ourselves getting stuck as well. Many are the sorrows and afflictions of believers, from the taunts of the wicked to the very real risk of death at the hands of evildoers, and all of the horribleness you can think of in between. But take pause and let God's words of comfort wash over you. His grace and mercy are upon us. Because of that truth, the Lord will grant the strength to believe our Lord is always faithful to His promise to be with us no matter what. God's words are for you. In Psalm 86, verses 15 and 16. But you, O Lord, are a God merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness. Turn to me and be gracious to me. Give your strength to your servant. A reminder in Psalm 103, verse 8, and also in 145, verse 8. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love. I love repetition in the Bible because it often means to pay attention and remember this. It's important. All of what God did through His mighty works from the very beginning of time, guiding, rescuing, disciplining, rebuking, forgiving, and saving, He accomplished in full so that we would know who He is and how much He loves us. As Psalm 111, verse 4 reads, He has caused His wondrous works to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and merciful. It is God's very nature to be merciful and to forgive, not because we deserve it or because of any works we do, but because He loves us. God has created in the believer's heart faith to be able to genuinely repent of all the times we sin, allowing us to wallow in our guilt and sin only momentarily as we remember His sacrifice for us, and then bask in the great joy of His grace and mercy through that forgiveness. The prophet Joel recorded this one for us in the book of Joel, chapter 2, verses 12 and 13. Yet even now, declares the Lord, return to me with all your heart, with fasting and weeping and with mourning, and rend your hearts and not your garments. Return to the Lord your God, for He is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love, and He relents over disaster. And so it is we wait for our deliverance from our earthly strife and enemies, trusting in God over all other things and over all other people for our eternal peace, joy, and life. The great prophet Isaiah knew God, and he also knew how rebellious God's people are, as he recorded God's word in Isaiah chapter 30, verse 18. Therefore, the Lord waits to be gracious to you, and therefore he exalts himself to show mercy to you. For the Lord is a God of justice. Blessed are all those who wait for him. In the New Testament also we read of the grace of God. In the words of the Apostle John in chapter 1, verse 14, And the Word, which is Jesus, became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. Paul wrote in Romans how the Father's Son would handle our wicked enemies, in chapter 16, verse 20. The God of peace will soon crush Satan under your feet. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. And in Ephesians, chapter 2, verses 4 to 7, But God, being rich in mercy, because of the great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised us up with him, and seated us with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, so that in the coming ages he might show the immeasurable riches of his grace in kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. There is no other God but the triune God, a living, gracious, merciful God, who, by his very nature, is faithful to love us, forgive us, keep us in our baptismal faith, and rescue us from all our enemies by keeping us his dear children, redeemed and saved by the blood of Christ, so that we can confidently proclaim, as did our psalmist today, In God, whose word I praise, in the Lord, whose word I praise, in God I trust, I shall not be afraid. Today, especially if you are in the midst of great pain or sorrow or fear, I'd like to leave you with the beautiful words God gave to Moses to speak to Aaron, and which our pastors share with us each week at the end of the divine service, that are found in the book of Numbers, chapter 6, verse 25. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. We pray. Dear Lord, thank you for the wonderful gift of your grace in all circumstances of our lives. You know our fears and sorrows, and we pray that you will continue to comfort us with your holy word, which leads us to trust in you alone to deal with our enemies and reassures us of your steadfast love and life everlasting. In Jesus' name, Amen.
Songs of Hope with Denise Seaman will be back next week. Please write your comments, suggestions or requests to info@lutheranradio.co.uk. Check our program online and stay tuned for more.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.